My brothers and sisters, the book of Habakkuk opens by telling us in verse 1 of the King James Version of Scripture that the prophet Habakkuk wrote this book grappling with a burden. The book opens in verse 1 with a description of the contents of the three chapters that are included in this minor epistle. The King James Version of the Bible records these words: "The burden which Habakkuk, the prophet, did see." Habakkuk saw the conditions surrounding him and became burdened by them. My brother and sister, fellow Christian, when is the last time that you were burdened by the things that you saw happening in your life and even in your world? Habakkuk, the prophet, was burdened as he wrote about the things that he saw. And my brothers and sisters, just like Habakkuk, I am burdened by the things that I see in our world today. Let me quickly define burden. Biblically speaking, a burden is that which is laid on an animal or person in order to be carried. The word translates 8 different words in the Old Testament. But figuratively, burden is used in the sense of responsibility or of a sorrow or a care. My brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but over the last 10 or more days, I have been burdened by what I saw in our nation and our world. I felt sorrow. I felt cares. I'm willing to admit to you today that I did not like what I saw with my own 2 eyes. I did not like what I saw on WTVD 11 or on WRAL Channel 5. I did not like what I saw on World News Tonight and other media platforms. Over the past 10 days, because of what I saw with my own eyes, I, the prophet, the preacher, got angry, frustrated, and even agitated. Can I be honest with you? Once again, I viewed with my own eyes the innocent taking away of another person of color due to systematic racism. I said to myself, once hearing and seeing what had taken place in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I said to myself, here we go again. It was not enough that others died at the hands of evil men. I'm talking about black folk, such as Emmett Till, Trayvon Martin, Philandro Castile, Tamir Rice, Samuel DuBose, Michael Brown, Alton Sterling, Sandra Bland, Freddie Gray, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery. But again, we witnessed the untimely death of another person of color, George Floyd, who died as a result of a white police officer pressing his knee into his neck until he died. I don't know about you, but my soul has been burdened by the things which I saw and the things that I learned. Here in our text this morning, we find a frustrated and burdened prophet named Habakkuk, or Habakkuk. Two Sundays ago, I preached a sermon titled, What to Remember When We Are Experiencing a How Long Moment. I talked about David and how David was frustrated and how David was burdened about the fact that he felt that God was not answering his prayer. Now today, I want to talk about another prophet, the prophet Habakkuk, who saw oppression and injustice in the land around him. And guess what, my brothers and sisters? It wasn't an enemy that was oppressing his people. It was his own people that were guilty of practicing injustice. Now, as I watch this week, the protests that took place all over the world, I paid special attention to the protests that took place in our own neighborhood. I watched very keenly the protest held in Raleigh. Now, I want you to know that many of the protests that I saw started out peacefully. initially, there was no damage to property and no breaking into and looting businesses. But when I was growing up in York, Pennsylvania, as a young man, there was a song put out by a group called Houdini. And they put out a song saying that the freaks come out at night. Y'all remember that song? And as I saw the events of the protests unfolding under the cloak of darkness, surely the thieves and the agitators and those who were bent on destruction showed up. And I don't know about you, but I got mad when I saw some of our own people destroying the positive memory and impact of what George Floyd and others' death meant to us as a people. I couldn't help but to think, what had these black, white, and other persons of color done to deserve their businesses broken into and looted? I'll be honest with you, as I sat and watched, I had an attitude. Seeing what was taking place in our own locality to innocent people. The prophet Habakkuk was burdened by what he saw. And check out the text. Habakkuk complained to God about the things that he saw. He wondered how God could sit back and allow these conditions to happen. Habakkuk prayed to God, "Oh Lord, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save." And I wonder on this Sunday morning if anybody watching me has had a how long talk with God. Come on now. Be honest with yourself. Have you ever thought to yourself, how long, oh Lord? How long will I have to see violence done to another person of color? How long will I have to wrestle with sickness in my body? How long will I have to put up with an unfaithful spouse? How long will I have to put up with unruly children? How long will I have to see injustice done to the poor? How long will I have to put up with a crazy and delusional president? How long will I have to be out of work and not be able to pay my bills. Have you had a how long talk with God recently? Well, the Bible tells us that God hears Habakkuk's complaint and he answers him. Aren't you glad that our God will answer? Now, I must admit to you today that I do know and I preach and I teach that God hears and answers prayer. But sometimes, can I be honest with you? Sometimes I don't like God's answer to my prayers. Oh, come on now. Come on, be honest. Sometimes when we pray, we don't like the answer that God gives us when we pray. Come on, saints of the Most High God. Sometimes we don't like the answer to our prayers. And guess what I found out? I found out that over the course of my own prayer life, I found out that sometimes the things that I see around me has to get worse before they get better. I know I'm preaching to somebody here today. Sometimes God's answer to our prayer is, he may say, hey, I know that things are mighty tough for you right now, but before things can get better for you, things will have to take a turn for the worse. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That is what happened in our text today. Habakkuk prays to God for release and relief, only to hear God say that things are going to get worse for him before they get better. God tells Habakkuk in verse 6 of chapter 1 that the Chaldeans are coming and they were going to take the nation of Judah into captivity in Babylon for 70 years. God tells Habakkuk that the Chaldeans will overthrow their cities and plunder their crops and their goods. And I wonder, my brothers and sisters, how do you respond to God when he answers your prayer by telling you that things will get worse before they get better? Do you get an attitude with God? Do you stop showing up to church? Do you stop worshiping? Do you stop praying and paying that which belongs to God? I asked you a question. What do you do when God lets you know that things are going to get worse before they get better? Well, lest I keep you too long, let me say to someone, who is watching me today, instead of getting mad with God, you ought to be glad that he revealed to you what is going to take place in your life. Thank God that he is a God of truth, and he will reveal even to his children what is to come. Well, as I prepare to take my seat, Habakkuk is warned by God that things initially are not going to get any better for him and the people of Judah. Habakkuk is burdened in chapter 1 and chapter 2 because of the things that he saw. But when we get to chapter 3, Habakkuk has an attitude adjustment. Remember, in chapter 1, he complains to God about how long will he have to carry the burden of what he saw and experienced. But when he gets to chapter 3, Habakkuk remembers how good God has been to him. And not only to him, but to the nation of Judah. And I stopped by New Providence to tell someone that is watching that in spite of what you have seen in life, and in spite of the tough times that you have had in your life, I'm here to tell you that God still has been good to you. Think about all the things that he done. He kept you through seen and unseen dangers. He kept you with a reasonable portion of health and strength. He protected you when you made some foolish decisions. Am I right about it? He blessed you with provision, even when you were unthankful and ungrateful and not appreciative to God at all. I'm here to tell you that God has been good to us. And Habakkuk recognized the fact that God had been good to him, even though things were going to get worse in his life. So Habakkuk comes to the conclusion in chapter 3, verse 17. Habakkuk says, okay, God, I know that things are going to get a little worser before they get better. But although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. In other words, Habakkuk is saying, if things get worse rather than better for me, this is what I'm going to do. Verse 18, Habakkuk says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. What are you saying, Pastor Wood? Habakkuk is saying that though tough times are in his life, though things are tough for him, that he made up his mind that he would still bless the name of the Lord. Can I tell you how David said it? David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. In other words, no matter what I'm going through, I can still boast that my God is still good. Oh, Habakkuk, why will you bless the name of the Lord? Well, Habakkuk would tell us. Matter of fact, he already told us in verse 18 of chapter 3. He said, because God is my salvation. He is my Savior. He is my Redeemer. He is my Waymaker. He is my Promise Keeper. And guess what I found out about God, New Providence, and friends? I found out that even when I'm going through tough days, and even when I can't see my way, that I can still put my trust in him. And I found out that can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Aren't you glad about it? I'm glad that Jesus is my friend and he sticks closer to me and to you than even a brother can. I'm glad that Jesus is a burden bearer, a heavy load carrier, and no matter the burdens that you have in your life, he is able. I said he is able. He is able to help you carry your burden. He'll help you survive your drama. He'll help you because he's a very present help in the time of trouble. I don't know about you, but I made up my mind. Even though I'm burdened by the things that I see in our world today, I still, y'all hear what I said? I said, I still will bless his name. I'll still give him the glory. I still will give him all the praise that I can muster out of this body of mine. You know why? Because he's been good. He's been good. Amen. And so, my brothers and sisters, though you may be burdened by the things that are happening in our world, though you might be burdened by all the changes that have had to take place in our lives due to this coronavirus, though you see injustice still raising its ugly head in our world today, as believers in Christ, I dare you not to lose hope, but to bless his name. You know what? When praises go up, what happens? Blessings come down. And how many of you need a blessing, want a blessing? Well, open up your mouth and bless his name, for he is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.